Oh, chat, you're great.
Rocking my Fernk hat. I don't know if you all know about Fernk, but he's a thing to know. If you don't know about Fernk, you're missing out. Shout out to Fernk. That's my buddy who was here last weekend. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I see a lot of chat going on about yesterday's show. Well, nothing I can do about it. That's yesterday, and this is today. This is what I worry about is the future, not the past, moving forward. So, I am going to be talking about a few interesting things today. My goodness, is the internet ablaze with more new racism. Tom Brady's racist because he won against a minority during Black Lives Matter month. No joke, this is a real thing. They're trying to blame his win on white supremacy. Whatever, you know what? We'll get into it. And then we got this Gorilla Glue girl where she Gorilla Glued her hair and the internet isn't allowing anyone to make fun of her for being not so smart about that. Because she's a minority. All right, so of course, gotta rip that apart, talk about that. And it's pretty ridiculous. What else are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Amawamawa, I guess, depending on how you pronounce it. It was the cigar-shaped object that flew through our solar system a couple years back. I think it was 2017. And they were like, what is it? What's going on? Is it an alien spacecraft? And one doctor actually thinks it may be. And they are ripping him apart. He wrote a book about it. And it's coming out, and now, you know, everyone's like, whoa, 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 this guy, we need to shut him down. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then I want to talk about Myanmar a little bit and why the military basically took over the government. All right, now there's a lot of different speculations of reasons why, and we're going to talk about that stuff. All right, so before we get into it, I just want to remind everybody, if you want to donate to me, you can donate to my PayPal. Or go to my website, check out all my stuff. I got a P.O. box if you want to send me physical things. I also have this thing going on. If you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will send you a signed sticker. I have thousands and thousands of stickers. No joke, I literally have thousands of stickers. And I'm not doing anything with them. I admit I have a problem. I love stickers. I have shoe boxes filled with stickers here. So I want to give them away. Give them to you. If you want a sticker, just all you got to do is send me to this P.O. box. Where is it? This direction? There it is. Right over there. P.O. box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. Send it my way. Also, you can check out my coffee company if you'd like to order some delicious coffee from me, which is quite delicious. I got to say, look at that strapping lad right there with that majestic beard that is actually coming back. Look at this. See, you guys were upset that my beard was gone, and it's coming back. It's on its way. Look, see? I got this. All right. I want to just dive into this, because this is ridiculous. Look at this article. This I mean, I saw it floating around, but then I started looking, and I'm like, they really do think this. Tom Brady's Super Bowl win during Black History Month called racist. Oh, my goodness. Oh, why is this? All right, here we go. Why should the end of the 2020 football season be any less ridiculous than most of the rest of 2020 was? After the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' 31-9 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs, by the way, I was totally rooting for Tampa Bay. I got a lot of family in Tampa Bay. I grew up in Tampa Bay. I was there for 3 months of the year every summer as a child. I basically lived in Tampa Bay for years, if you want to compact them all. So, side note, stoked that Tampa Bay won. They're probably like, oh, he's admitting he's also part of this. These racists that are happy that Tom Brady won. Sorry, getting sidetracked. Anyway, stoked about the win. That was Sunday night. A large portion of Black Lives Matter types took to Twitter and complained that the Super Bowl winning quarterback Tom Brady was somehow racist for having the gall to lead his team to victory. Brady, a Caucasian, I It's just so silly that they had to clarify that. Anyway, won his seventh Super Bowl title overall and his first for the Buccaneers, with whom he signed during the last offseason. Brady's Buccaneers defeated the Chiefs, who were led by a phenomenal young quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, who is of mixed race heritage. Many in the Twitterverse would rather have seen the partially black Mahomes win the big game, especially considering that it is currently Black History Month. And then, of course, they have all of these wonderful tweets from the people. This is some from some alien. I feel like it's racist. See, I don't know if these people are even trolling or if they're serious. I don't even know. It's because it's so silly. Low-key racist, how Brady won a Super Bowl during Black History Month. Of course, all caps. I don't know. I have a feeling we're in this time where they really do believe that they believe this stuff. I mean, is it that surprising? Is it surprising? No, it's not. It, you know, for every troll, there's someone out there that believes it or sees the troll and go, yeah, that's right. Mainly because people probably can't even think for themselves much anymore, which that is a whole nother can of worms I'm not opening right now. But yeah, let's keep reading this. The National Football League's season starts in early September, running 17 weeks, followed by 3 weeks of playoff football, an off week, then Super Bowl Sunday. This schedule tends to have a big game fall in February, as it has for the last 18 years. That's right, 18 years. The same month as Black History Month. Zero correlation. I'm going to repeat that. There is no correlation between the end of the season of football and Black History Month. Should the NFL adjust its schedule to prevent the off chance that a white quarterback might win another Super Bowl during the month of February? Oddly, the schedule doesn't seem to be a big problem. Last season, when Mahomes led his Chiefs to a Super Bowl title. Yeah, interesting. Prior to the season, Brady addressed his thoughts on race in an interview with radio host Howard Stern. Stern asked Brady if he ever felt guilty or self-conscious about being a white quarterback at the head of a largely black roster of players. Never. I never saw race, Brady responded. I think sports transcend race. It transcends wealth. It transcends all of that. You get to know and appreciate what someone else may bring. When you're in a locker room with 50 guys, you don't think race because you're all you are all the same at that point. I don't think he says it enough. You're all the same, period. You didn't even say it at the point. Like, I get what he's saying. But he's right. He never saw race. It transcends race. Because we are all human. Sports is about who's the best at the sport that they're playing. Bravo, Brady. What a response. Right there. Boom. Get out of here with all that race talk. As soon as they bring it up, it's like, you know what? Get it out of here. And he concluded here. Black, white, whatever it is, you figure out how to get along as a team. That's what a good quarterback does. A good captain, a good coach. They figure out how to work together. Well, I mean, life isn't so far different than that. As soon as you start pinpointing and dividing and segregating, all of a sudden we're not playing as a team anymore. We're running around fighting each other. We need to play this game of life as a team. What happened to that? Well, seriously, what happened to that? Yeah, someone just said real unity. I like that. Real unity. That's how they win. That's how Tom Brady now has 7 Super Bowl rings just glittering on his fingertips. Well, he obviously wears them on his fingers, but 7. It's amazing because he sees good players and he sees the game and they play the game. Widely considered to be one of the best players in NFL history, the 43-year-old Brady has been in leftist crosshair since at least 2015 when a MAGA hat was seen in his locker. Brady also admitted to a friendship with Trump, saying of the former president, "He always gives me a call and different types of motivational speeches at different times." Cool. I mean, it's pretty amazing what he's been able to accomplish, Brady said of Trump in 2015. He obviously appeals to a lot of people, and he's, to quote Tom Brady here, he's a hell of a lot of fun to play golf with. Okay. I would like to play golf with Trump. I bet that would be fun. Let's see here. Just days before the Super Bowl, left-wing columnist Nancy Armour foreshadowed the intersectional anger against Brady and his victory. Writing in USA Today, Armour accused the quarterback of having unchecked and unadmitted white privilege. Oh my, there it is. White privilege. Ding, 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 ding. Brady's ability to enter and exit the debate stage at his choosing to shield himself from accountability is the height of white privilege, wrote Armour, a white woman. As this country grapples with the far reaches of systemic racism, look no further than Brady, for whom the expectations and allowances granted will always be different. Oh my gosh. Instant headache. Anyone else out there with me? I have an instant headache right now from that. My goodness. In a league where drug abusers and those who kneel for the national anthem are given a pass again and again, Brady once served a 4-game suspension because the footballs used in a playoff game were slightly underinflated. Without proof that Brady had anything to do with the air pressure of the footballs, the quarterback was suspended anyway. In a way, Armour's correct. Brady is definitely looked upon differently by those in charge of the league. Where lesser players are given a pass for disrespect of the American flag or even for outright crimes, Brady was punished for a ridiculous infraction of an inconsequential rule. In other words, Brady is held to a higher standard by a league who looks the other way on far more serious issues. Brady also incurred the wrath of the COVID-19 mask policy or police when he was shown entering Tampa's Raymond James Stadium without wearing today's most necessary fashion accoutrement. Even the niece of Vice President Kamala Harris felt the need to comment on the absent Brady's mask, tweeting, "What's Tom doing without a dang mask?" Now, I censored it a little bit. I feel like one was enough, but I think I have it actually. Yeah, here's him. Here's him walking in without a mask. Look at that. The audacity. Oh my gosh, I'm clutching my pearls. You could have hurt somebody with your, I mean, what? NFL has some of the most rigorous COVID testing out there. They test millions of tests, or almost a million tests, only 700 positive cases. You don't think that he's been tested? Literally, everybody else in that whole little scene of him walking had a mask on. So you don't think that he was tested and knows that he doesn't have COVID? So if he doesn't have COVID and literally everyone around him has COVID or doesn't have COVID or has a mask on, what difference does it make? Just a side note. Just a side note. I just think it's ridiculous. But then, people are saying, oh, man, you know, Patrick Mahomes like went up and had a moment with Tom Brady. Yeah, they did. And actually, it was pretty nice. Hey, you're a legend, man. Congrats, man. You're a stud, bro. So Mahomes was telling him he's a legend, and Brady said, "You're a stud, bro." Like camaraderie. Let's keep in touch. It wasn't anger. It was about the game. They played a game. And then Brady won because he had a better team. Clearly, that's why they won. Here's something I found interesting. Tampa Bay's Super Bowl win buried the myth that only white men can coach NFL. Now, if they're going to bring up race, sure, talk about it. The Buccaneers had 3 black coordinators, 2 female coaches, as they mastermind a victory over the supposedly unstoppable Chiefs on Sunday. They're breaking stereotypes. They're proving it's not about race. Look at the big picture. You can't just hyper-focus on one person, Tom Brady. Yeah, good. Sure, he did an amazing job because he's an incredible quarterback. Maybe one of the best. It's ridiculous. They just focus on whatever they want to fit their narrative. But whenever there's literally anywhere else you look, it disproves all of their stuff. And they're like, no, 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 no. We have blinders on. We look here. You need to look this way. Put these blinders on and then you'll understand what we're talking about. It's like, no, I'm not going to wear blinders. I'm going to look at the entire situation. And this blows them out of the water because it's a coordination of people, all different races, coming together and proving that they can win a game. Period. Gosh, it's so ridiculous that they're pushing that. Because they talk about Tom Brady a little bit here, but I wanted to move forward because it's they're talking about the rest of the team, all right? And the rest of the team is diverse. So meritocracy is proving itself here. The best team won with people who were best at the job, not picked and you get this job because we needed to be more diverse. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I see a lot of people like, and even I saw a lot of people on Twitter. The NFL, it was the lowest ratings since 2007. 14 years, 13, 14 years. Only like 90 million people watched it or something. Now that's a lot. You think 90 million people, like that's a lot. But then to think that's the lowest a Super Bowl has, you know, people have watched in 14 years. Like what changed? Oh yeah, they went woke. They went woke. They're fake woke. I'm sorry. I got to call them out. It's fake. All of them are fake, man. It's virtue signaling to the max to keep us separated so that we won't play on the same team, so that we won't get together and win the game. And that game is life. To win at life, you can't fighting is not going to get you there. Unless, of course, you're an MMA fighter. Then fighting and you're winning. Obviously, you got to be good at fighting. But most things, you got to work together with everyone else. You got to be a team player. Whether or not you're playing sports, you're doing heating and air conditioning, you know, you got some desk job. If you don't get along with the rest of the people that you work with, people aren't going to like you. You're not going to progress. But if you're a team player and you help other people become a better player, and I mean, that's people want to be around those types of people. Like, as far as I'm concerned, the way that Tom Brady straight up said, I don't see race. I see a bunch of people trying to play this game the best they can. And they did. And they won 31-9. That's a lot. That's not a close game. I mean, every time we were actually playing Magic in the other room with the game on the big screen, and you know, I would glance over. But we were playing Magic, like whatever. We're not really that much into football or sports in general here. But you know, it was on, and because I like Tampa Bay, I was like, watch what's going on over there, and I'm pretty excited. Someone's saying it was the lowest since 1969. That's 52 years. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's nuts. If that's the case, because who's watching that stuff? I bet there was more people watching because Tom Brady was down there, because he walked in with no mask, and everyone, it's a divide. You go on Twitter and look at half the people are like, F this guy for not wearing a mask. He's trying to kill grandma. And then the other half is like, that's a true patriot right there. That man is standing up for what he wants and what he believes in. Really, it's up for you to decide, right? I mean, that's really it. This is the real icing on the cake for this story, though. Mayor of Tampa vows to identify and prosecute fans who didn't wear masks at the Super Bowl. That's some strong words, Mayor of Tampa. Let's scroll down, shall we? Tampa Bay Mayor Jane Castor vowed on late Monday to identify and prosecute those who didn't wear masks while celebrating Tampa Bay Buccaneers' recent Super Bowl win. It isn't clear how many people have been identified on footage of the post-game celebrations posted on social media, but there was one person identified in a photo not wearing a mask at the Super Bowl, and that is Mayor Jane Castor. That's right. There she is at the Super Bowl not wearing a mask. Oh my God. How much you want to bet she's a Democrat? I actually don't know. Let's find out, shall we? Say Jane Castor. Is that it, right? Jane Castor. Let's see. Jane Castor, American politician, Democrat. Oh, I mean, are you surprised? Of course. Of course she's a Democrat. Right? I mean, of course. She wants to prosecute those not wearing a mask while she doesn't even follow her own mask mandate. Sports commentator Dave Hookstead noted on Twitter, Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says she will use the power of the government to hunt down anyone not wearing a mask at the Super Bowl. Also, here's a photo of Tampa Mayor maskless at the sporting event. The hypocrisy never ends. It truly doesn't end. Look at that. Let's see. In a press conference Monday afternoon, Castor claimed that Tampa Bay police would use video footage captured of the celebrations to identify and prosecute fans that flouted the city's mask mandate. The handle, the rule breaking. Look at this. She doesn't even have a mask like around her neck. It's not like it's pulled down to eat or snack. She doesn't have a drink in her hand. What's her excuse? I was kind of hoping there may be an excuse there, but goodness sakes. Castor signed an executive order ahead of the Super Bowl requiring masks to be worn while taking part in the festivities, along with social distancing. But it was not clear on how Tampa law enforcement officials would handle the ability to enforce these orders. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, however, signed his own executive order last year, making it difficult for local governments to enforce mask policies because it prohibits them from fining people who don't comply. Governor DeSantis was also pictured at the game not wearing a mask. When confronted about the photo, of course, he was the one confronted about the photo, DeSantis simply said, according to the Orlando Sentinel, that he could not drink his beer with his mask on. Ron DeSantis, sir, you are the MVP of the fans of Super Bowl. Very nice, very nice. I love that, of course, he's the one that they were approaching. Like, what about you not wearing a mask? Well, okay, well, what about the mayor who wrote the mask mandate for the city of Tampa that wasn't following it? Where's her response? Like, I want to see that response. What happened to that? Goodness sakes. Members of the media, along with Vice President Kamala Harris's niece, Mina Harris, tried to mask shame Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady for not wearing a mask, along with pointing out that he is a supporter of former President Trump. What? Okay. So wait. You can shame if you voted for Trump, you are held at a higher standard. Also a lower standard. It's kind of like a double standard, if you will. Depending on the situation, you know, they pick and choose, right? That's always the thing with them. Well, you're not wearing a mask? Well, you're actually the scum of the earth. Unless you're the Democratic mayor who wrote the mask mandate, in which case she was actually trying to save lives, and that's what they'll focus on. But the fact that they hold them to these standards, it's like, Would you pick one, please? Why can't we all just be on the same level? Let's do that. Can we do that? Can we don't put anyone on a pedestal. Don't treat anyone lesser than you. Treat everyone as equals. Can we get to that? Like, what happened to that? What happened to treat others how you would want to be treated, right? Isn't that an old saying? I grew up with that. I like that. You know, I try to treat others like I would like to be treated. You know, it's common decency, being just a pleasant human being. I mean, when you look down on others, you're kind of an a-hole. And when you look up to others to the extent of demeaning yourself, you're doing yourself a disservice. You know, treat yourself, you know, as you should be treated, you know, with respect, and respect others how they should be respected. It's so simple to me. It's not confusing. They feel so confused. Like, they don't know, oh, well, are you a Democrat or a Republican? It's like, why does that matter on how you're going to treat me? You know, does it matter? It shouldn't matter. Because at the end of the day, human beings generally want good for other human beings. You can't let the one person that had, for example, a MAGA hat on, who happened to be an a-hole, you can't just simply assume now all of them are a-holes. Just how you can't stereotype literally anyone for anything. Seriously, you start stereotyping, you're wrong. You're instantly wrong. Period. There's only one stereotype that I'll accept. And I'm serious here, all right? Listen to me close. Everyone on the internet is a man until proven otherwise. That's the hill I'm dying on. That's the way it is, all right? Deal with it, right? I mean, that's the law of the internet world. That's the law of the land, all right? Everyone's a male until proven otherwise. So, okay. All right, so I had to get that out. That Tampa stuff is ridiculous. But congratulations to the Buccaneers. I thought that was awesome. All right, so I want to talk about this Gorilla Glue story because this is ridiculous. It's kind of this, it goes along the same, you know, like, what is racist? Like, how is Tom Brady racist when he is seriously treating everyone the same and not looking at race at all? Like, the fact that they're twisting it and turning it into racism because he didn't wear a mask, because he wore a MAGA hat, because he's friends with Trump? Like, get out of here. Get out of here with that. It's ridiculous. All right, but look at this story. This is what started it all right here. Well, I guess this is the video that came out. All right, so this is from her TikTok. Okay, this is her holding the Gorilla Glue. Now, she had just held up the original, I don't know, hair product that she used, which was a normal hairspray. She said, "I normally use this, and I was out of it. So I actually used this." And she holds up this Gorilla Glue. Now, I'm just going to play this one part real quick. Let me see the sound up. She goes,
"Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue.
Bad idea.
Yeah, it was. It was a terrible idea. What were you thinking? What were you thinking? What? Okay, now this is where it gets interesting. People are flipping out. How dare you go at her for calling her out for making a terrible decision? Because she's black. No joke, that's their argument. That's what's going on Twitter. How dare you? It's Black History Month. How dare you make fun of someone on the internet that made a stupid choice in life? Have you been on the internet before? Hey, do you know what the internet is? It's people that put all the stupidest stuff of humanity up at the top. All right? The two things at the very top of the internet fame, people doing stupid stuff and victims. No joke. Put them together, we got this story. That's what's going on right now. She's victimizing herself. This is ridiculous. And this here is from Anna is eating pizza. "I think Tessica Brown / Gorilla Glue saga is probably the most stunning example of the bigotry of low expectations I've ever seen. We can't say Tessica was a complete effing idiot for putting permanent wood glue on her head because she's black. If a white woman used crazy glue to put her eyelashes on, I highly doubt we'd be getting blue check marks demanding sympathy and support for her. We would all laugh and call her an idiot and move on. But apparently, I'm supposed to treat a black woman like she's too stupid for that. No, everyone gets the same treatment. Why are we... See, this is what I don't understand. Like, are they trying to create segregation? That's what it feels like. And I bet most of the people that are defending her online are probably white liberals. I can't stress enough. I don't like using racial terms because just like Tom Brady said about his team, look, I don't see race. I see 50 guys in a room trying to win a game. And we're going to do that. We're going to come together as a team and figure out how to win. What does race have to do with it? It doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with it. Bravo, sir. Because that's how it should be. We got the internet. We got people doing stupid stuff of all races, of all whatever, all human. Humans make it stupid things. That goes viral. People love laughing at stupid people. That's just a simple internet fact, right? It just happens. That's the way it is. So now look at this. She raised almost $15,000 for being an idiot. She even said she's an idiot. She's like, it was a really bad, bad choice. Yeah, it was such a terrible idea. But now you're grifting on it. And now she's suing Gorilla Glue. What? You're suing Gorilla Glue because you made a stupid choice and put glue on in your hair? Why are you putting glue in your hair? It's not for hair. It literally says, don't get this on your skin. If you get it on you at all, call the poison person and, you know, immediately take care of it. She put it on. 3 weeks later, she started making videos like, it's so hard. It doesn't, like, look at this. I can't wash it out. I washed my hair 15 times. It's like, I mean, why are you putting this? Why are you putting it in there anyway? And why 15 grand? You raised $15,000 for being a victim. That's what it is. It's using your victimhood. Woe is me. Look what happened to me. I was an idiot. It's the company. It's someone else's fault. That's all I hear. It's someone else's fault, not mine. We get to the root of it. Zero self-accountability. Most things like this, it always boils down to not being accountable for your own actions. All these far leftists, that is their end game. I don't want to be blamed for any of the things that I could fix myself, but I don't want to. It's too hard to change. It's too hard to admit that you just messed up and put wood glue in your hair, spray adhesive on your hair, and messed your own hair up. That's on you. Tessica, I'm sorry. That's on you. Gosh. Woman who went viral using Gorilla Glue gets treatment at a hospital. Now, someone actually mentioned that it might have been someone doing it for free. I'm not sure if that's actually true. But here, this is basically just her talking about what was in the original video. But now she's actually in the emergency room getting it prepped and taken care of. The company told TMZ that Brown could use rubbing alcohol on her head, but warned that it actually had been in place for a month and it was likely fractured at the root. So she left it in there for a month. A full month. Wouldn't you think if it was like a couple days go by, you're like, all right, I need to take care of this, you know, but like a week goes by, 3 weeks go by, a month goes by, then she starts complaining, then she starts going after Gorilla Glue. Now, actually, this is the original. This is from Gorilla Glue. This is their statement. We are aware of the situation, and we are very sorry to hear about the unfortunate incident that Miss Brown experienced using our spray adhesive on her hair. This is a unique situation because this product is not indicated for use in or on hair as it is considered permanent. Our spray adhesive states in the warning, do not swallow, do not get in eyes or on skin or on clothing. It is used for craft, home, auto, or office projects to mount things to surfaces such as paper, cardboard, wood, laminate, and fabric. We are glad to see in her recent video that Miss Brown has received medical treatment from her local medical factory, and wish her the best. They basically were saying, we're sorry to hear that this happened to you, but it's not our fault. We didn't do that. That's on you. Man, and now there's this troll going around. Now this is fake. I want to say again, this is not true. This is fake. Okay? We are very sorry to hear about the unfortunate incident and blah 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 blah. We're going to give her $30,000. And if you also have had this product in your hair, we will give you $30,000. Just post the picture on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok using Gorilla Glue hairspray, and we'll reach out to you. That's a trap. That is a trap that I think is probably going to work. It's probably going to work. I have a feeling people are going to be like, put it in their hair like idiots they are, thinking that they're going to get $30,000 from Gorilla Glue, who's like, it says don't get it on you. Don't put it on any part of you. It says it right there. Don't do it. Oh my gosh. This is the beginning of a very scary This is gonna make some moves. This I'm telling you, it's gonna make some moves. Anyway, look, I still feel bad for her. It sucks that you got wood glue in your hair, but when you start blaming Gorilla Glue for you being an idiot for putting glue permanent spray glue in your hair, get out of here. I'm sorry, I don't feel bad for you anymore. You lost my sympathy. Okay, it would have sucked if you were like, I'm trying to figure it out. Someone actually posted about some other famous girl. I don't know who she is actually, but she has 13 million followers on Twitter, so she's obviously big time somewhere, who actually had that happen to her, and she didn't blame anyone. She didn't sue anybody. She just said, this is nuts, my hair is rock solid. Granted, she's probably rich and able to take care of it, but it's still your own fault. I'm gonna leave it at that. I like this Frank beanie. It's super soft and thin. Bringing the beanie back, you know? Make beanies great again. All right, let's talk about the next subject. Where are we at? Oh, yeah. This is cool. So this is Oumuamua. Oumuamua. I don't know if you know what it is, but I'll pull the picture on the screen real quick. All right, so this is it. Now, this thing is cool. This flew through our solar system a couple years back, about 2017, and it baffled us. It was reflecting light in weird patterns. It didn't make any sense, and people were like, is it? It was the first recorded interstellar object to enter and leave our solar system. So it came in and left, and not only did it leave, it accelerated. That's right. It didn't. It wasn't a constant speed. It didn't like go in. It looped around the sun and sped up and out of our solar system. Okay, so that in itself is pretty amazing. Okay, it's pretty amazing. But then we got this guy who's coming out recently. Well, actually, he always kind of believed it, but now he came out with a book about it, and I'll get into that. Harvard astronomer argues that alien vessel paid us a visit. That's right. Discovering there's intelligent life beyond our planet could be the most transformative event in human history. I agree. But what if scientists decided to collectively ignore evidence suggesting it already happened? That's the premise of a new book by a top astronomer who argues that the simplest and best explanation for the highly unusual characteristics of an interstellar object that sped through our solar system in 2017 is that it was alien technology. Occam's razor. It's the easiest... The simplest solution is quite often the one that is the answer. Sound kooky? Avi Loeb says the evidence hold otherwise, and is convinced his peers in the scientific community are so consumed by groupthink they are unwilling to wield Occam's razor. Loeb's stellar credentials: he was the longest serving chair of astronomy at Harvard, has published hundreds of pioneering papers, and has collaborated with greats like the late Stephen Hawking, making him difficult to dismiss outright. Thinking that we are unique and special and privileged is arrogant, he told AFP in a video call. The correct approach is to be modest and say, we're nothing special, there are lots of other cultures out there, and we just need to find them. I tend to agree with him. You know, what do you think? You know, it's like if we think we're so high and mighty, then we're kind of stalling ourselves. If we believe that there's other things out there and we want to reach out to them and get there, then I think it'll help that process along. And we really are, at the end of the day, just dust, carbon. Anyway, Loeb 58 lays out the argument for the alien origins of the object name Oumuamua. Scout in Hawaiian, in extraterrestrial, the first sign of intelligent life beyond Earth. And that's the name of his book. The facts are as follows. In October 2017, astronomers observed an object moving so quickly it could only have come from another star, the first recorded interstellar interloper. It doesn't seem to be an ordinary rock, because after slingshotting around the sun, it sped up and deviated from the expected trajectory, propelled by a mysterious force. All right, come on. I didn't even realize that it actually changed trajectory. We have been watching all the different objects that are flying around our solar system. We track them. We know when there's going to be a meteorite that, you know, or something that comes close to Earth. One was actually late 2020 that came close by. It was, I don't know, 100,000. I don't remember exactly how close it was, but it doesn't matter. It was like we were watching it because there was a slight chance it could come near us, but we know exactly where the trajectory is. We see these. We know how to calculate that stuff. So the fact that it sped up, I knew that it sped up. I always thought that was weird. But the fact that it actually was deviating from the trajectory that they had plotted for it, that's weird. And then another thing. Well, actually, it goes into this later. I'll keep reading. This could easily be explained if it was a comet expelling gas and debris, but there was no visible evidence of this outgassing. The traveler also tumbled in a strange way, as inferred by how it got brighter and dimmer in scientists' telescopes. And it was unusually luminous, possibly suggesting it was made from a bright metal. In order to explain what happened, astronomers had to come up with novel theories, such as it was made up of hydrogen ice and would therefore not have visible trails, or that it disintegrated into a dust cloud. These ideas that came to explain specific properties of Oumuamua always involve something that we've never seen before, said Loeb. If that's the direction we are taking, then why not contemplate an artificial origin? I agree. Oumuamua was never photographed up close during its brief sojourn. We only learned of its existence once it was already on its way out of our solar system. There are two shapes that fit the peculiarities of observed: long and thin like a cigar, or flat and round like a pancake, almost razor thin, which I found really interesting because if you look at it, that's what we saw, right? Long and thin like a cigar shape. But if it was facing us, and it could have been a disc, like how would we know? Because we only got one perspective from it. I found that was interesting because, as they say, well, I'll continue because it continues to explain. Loeb says simulations favor the latter and believe the object was deliberately crafted as a light sail propelled by stellar radiation. So he actually says the simulations that we have of this object favor that it was flat and a pancake, like similar to something to be able to catch light and radiation. Another oddity was the way the object moved, compounding the strangeness of its passage. Before encountering our sun, Oumuamua was at rest relative to nearby stars, statistically very rare. Rather than think of it as a vessel hurtling through space from the object's perspective, our solar system slammed into it. Now keep in mind, our solar system right now is moving through space. I think it's like some crazy number, like 30,000 miles a second or some crazy number. But our sun, which we revolve around, is moving through space. It's constantly moving. We're moving. The Milky Way is a constant spiral. You know, it's a spiral galaxy. And our solar system is in that spiral galaxy moving. So what they're saying is Oumuamua was resting, and we, our solar system, came and slammed into it. And it then slingshot itself, changed trajectory after slingshotting around our sun, picked up speed, and changed trajectory to a certain direction. What? Really? That's amazing. How do I say that? It's amazing. That's how I can say it. It's incredible. So he goes on, perhaps Oumuamua was like a buoy resting in the expanse of the universe, writes Loeb, like a tripwire left by an intelligent life form waiting to be triggered by a star system, or maybe by a star system that has radio frequencies being sent out, because we have them being sent out. We're constantly looking for anything we can find. I'm sure if they picked up any sort of life, I don't know. It's amazing, though. Let's keep it moving. Loeb's ideas have placed him at odds with fellow astronomers. Writing in Forbes, astrophysicist Ethan Siegel called Loeb a once-respected scientist who, having failed to convince his peers of his arguments, have taken to pandering to the public. Loeb, for his part, protests a culture of bullying in the Academy that punishes those who question orthodoxy. Just as Galileo was punished when he proposed the Earth was not the center of the universe. Compared to a speculative yet respected branches of theoretical physics, such as looking for dark matter or multiverses, the search for alien life is far more common sense avenue to pursue, he said. That's why Loeb's pushing for a new branch of astronomy, space archaeology, to hunt for the biological and technological signs of extraterrestrials. I just got to say, that sounds so awesome. Space archaeology. I love that. I love space. Who am I kidding? You all know this. If we find evidence for technologies that took a million years to develop, then we can get a shortcut into those technologies. We can employ them on Earth, says Loeb, who spent his childhood on an Israeli farm reading philosophy and pondering life's big questions. Such as a discovery could also give us a sense that we are part of the same team. As humanity confronts threats ranging from climate change to nuclear conflict, rather than fight each other like the nations often do, we perhaps collaborate. Like being on the same team, realizing that we should come together to win this game that we're playing, which is life. It's interesting how this obscure article about space summed up so perfectly what I've been talking about this whole time. That we should come together and be on the same team. This scientist who they're trying to squash down and get him to not be listened to, essentially, even though he's accredited. He's been around a long time. He sat on the top of the board at Harvard for many years. He's not someone to just dismiss lightly. But in fact, they want everyone to dismiss him because maybe he's onto something. And they don't think the public is ready for it. I don't know. I think it's really interesting. This is his book, Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth, by Avi Loeb. I'm very interested in this because I didn't even know that Oumuamua changed trajectory. That's incredible to me. Seriously, that's pretty incredible. Incredible. Oh, man. All right. Even Washington Post wrote an article about this. An interstellar accident or a piece of alien technology? And by the end of it, I don't like reading Washington Post. Although, interestingly enough, I just did an interview with Washington Post on Saturday. And we'll see how they portray me. They were asking me questions about the political climate of 2020, what it led to, where people's minds are at, where mine's at, political awareness in general, my own personal views on that. So we'll see. I don't know if they watch my show, but I recorded the entire conversation. So we'll see how they play it, and I'll see how I respond to such played. All right, this next subject can only be introduced by yoga woman. All right, so I don't know why it's not. Why is it playing? Anyway, she is. Well, you guys can't see her, but here she is. Let's see if it plays this way. All right, there we go. We got the military rolling in behind her. I don't know if you've seen this video, but she's doing her little dance. Everyone got all excited, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's a military coup happening behind her. And actually, it turned out that it literally was a military coup. Now, I was like, whoa, why? What's going on with this? I got to find out more about this. And then, I've been busy. I had a buddy in from out of town, one of my childhood. He's one of my best friends, hands down. Shout out to Frank. I know he's listening right now. So I haven't been in the news. I haven't been paying attention, but I wanted to like look into this story a little bit and see why. Like, why did they do this? You know, because there's always a reason, right? And even Disclosed TV said, Justin, Myanmar military says voter fraud justified coup. What? Voter fraud? Voter fraud, you say? Well, whatever do they mean by voter fraud? I'm curious. what do you think the first thing that came into my head was? What voting systems did they use? What voting systems did they use? That's what I want to know. And someone actually, while I was thinking this, someone posted on my tweet, because I just tweeted it out. I'm like, what's going on? What's this? The plot thickens when you realize they use Smartmatic machines. And I was like, no way. Did they? And then the same person, Drunk Batistava, thank you for that, posted this tweet from Smartmatic. Myanmar heads to the polls in November. Read some interesting facts about this election, which will see many firsts. Well, how would they know that it's going to see many firsts? That's weird. I was like, you know what? I got to go see if this tweet's real. I don't know if it's real or not. People can fake tweets. You know, I don't know who this person is. Not like it's a verified user. But I wanted to... Okay, it's not Dominion. I see a lot of people saying Dominion. Dominion and Smartmatic are actually competitors. It's not the same company. And in fact, I have found that Smartmatic was only used in Los Angeles County. I believe that's the only reason why. But this is what I find really interesting, all right? So this tweet here, right? September 26th, 2017. Well, so I went to Smartmatic on their Twitter feed. I went all the way back, and all of a sudden, it ends October 5th, 2017. A week after this supposed tweet. It's like everything before October 5th was scrubbed. Okay, conspiracy theory time. What the... what? Wait a minute. Okay, so this person got this tweet. I don't know who it is, but it pertains to Myanmar, who used Smartmatic, claimed... I haven't found anything else linking Smartmatic to Myanmar. I've been trying to find it. I can't find it. But the fact that Smartmatic has this end October 5th, 2017, I can't go further back, but we go to the top. They've been around since November 2009, and they don't have any tweets before October 5th, 2017? What? Okay. That's a little weird. It's like they wanted to get rid of this stuff. What's this? Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, I don't know how to say her name, detained by the military, ruling spokesperson, party spokesperson said. Huh. Look at this. That's interesting. Why would they detain her? What happened? Who? What did she do? That you know? Oh, what's this? Oh, I don't know. This is just some picture that just randomly popped up of her. Is that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama? Yeah, holding hands, intertwined hands. Wow. I don't know what that means. That's interesting. Huh, but they arrested her for some reason. Excuse me, detained her. Interesting. Myanmar's military staged a coup Monday and detained senior politicians, including Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. That's how I'm going to say it. A sharp reversal of the significant, if uneven, progress towards democracy of the Southeast Asian nation has been following 5 decades of military rule. An announcement read on military-owned Mayawati TV said the military would take control of the country for 1 year. It said the seizure was necessary because the government had not acted on the military's claim of fraud in November's elections, in which Suu Kyi's ruling party won a majority of the parliamentary seats up for grabs, because it allowed the election to go ahead despite the coronavirus pandemic. In fact, he did have a guy that represented the military, came out and had a press conference essentially saying, look, it was a pandemic. We couldn't see if it was legitimate or not because everyone was locked in their homes. And this is what they're giving the public, mind you. You know, they're saying like it wasn't a normal election. Nobody could go out and campaign. So, of course, the incumbent's going to win. Obviously, that didn't work in our case here in the States. But it's interesting that they basically said, we don't want to maintain control of this country. All right. We don't want to maintain control. We want to adhere to the democratic rule of law. That's what the military said. They said, we're only going to do this for a year so that we can allow other the people that want to run the ability to run. Now, remember, I don't know if Smartmatic had anything to do with this, but when I'm looking at this, certain things are unobtainable on the internet. I can't find stuff like what kind of systems do they use in Myanmar, and was it Smartmatic? I don't know. I find it odd that, you know, their whole Twitter feed just kind of stops all the way back at October 5th, 2017, which is a week after this proposed tweet here. Myanmar heads into the polls. Obviously, this was September of 2017, so it was a while ago. But is it real? Who knows? But martial law was declared in Myanmar because they, it seems like they have been justified by voter fraud. But yeah, they pledged to hand it back. Here it is. In his first televised speech since last week's power grab, General Min Aung Hlaing said the country's election commission and civilian leaders have failed to properly investigate allegations of rigging in November's election. In order to maintain and protect the democratic system, Tat Matao, the armed forces, in line with the 2008 constitution, declared a state of emergency. The army has announced a one-year state of emergency and on Monday imposed martial law in parts of Mandalay, sections of Yangon, and other townships following nationwide demonstrations against the coup, which, interestingly enough, had people holding up Black Lives Matter fist signs. What? What is that? Wait. How? Why? What is the correlation there? I don't get that. I don't understand. So I'm looking into this stuff more because I'm paying attention to it because I feel like what happens there may directly affect what's going to happen here or what is happening here. You know, the Senate today said that, yeah, we're going to go ahead and impeach Trump. Even though he's not president anymore, we're going to impeach him, which is ridiculous. And it's opening the pathway for them to just impeach whatever, whoever. If they can impeach private citizens, they can just impeach whoever they want. They can impeach me. They don't have a reason to, but they could. Why not? They want all of the power, period. They just want the power to control who gets in gets the power because they want to keep all the power. So they need to control who comes into the power because they need to regulate them and have power over them. It is ridiculous. All right, listen, I'm going to get into some super chats. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe below. I really do appreciate all of your support. Also, come join my locals page. I started posting behind the scenes stuff of things that I do around the house in the backyard. There's a video of me jamming, some videos of me shooting some of my guns. Lots of fun over on my locals page, adamcastirl.locals.com. Come join, support me directly there. It's a great platform. I really do enjoy it. All right, so I'm going to get into some of these here super chats. All right, Minion says, Adam, check out Randall Carlson and Graham Hancock. They talk about the possible civilization that was destroyed by a comet that ended the Ice Age. Interesting. I do want to hear about that because that's kind of what Andreas was trying to tell me about yesterday. The Tartaria is interesting. Mark Robershaw says, Tom Brady is how old and still winning at his age? 43. Killing it. Mark, again, Tom Brady should identify as a black woman. Oh my gosh. Cue the Triple H theme song. Ridiculous. Mark G says, there are so many other things to hate Brady for, like the deflated balls or giving his sun lip affection on the lips. I guess some people do that, but racism. They just need that. Bullet Tooth Tony says, so no one gives Adam money? And yes, agreed, homie. What was I talking about then? I'm not sure. But everyone supports me here. I do appreciate you all. David says, on Unity, I don't want it. I want understanding. Let's bring back critical thinking, inquisitiveness, introspection. We're sadly lacking in these. You're so right. You know, but the problem is, David, we cannot have unity until we have critical thinking, introspection. So, you know, inquisitive minds. We need the all of those things to be able to have unity. Because when people aren't thinking for themselves, holding themselves accountable, being able to have critical discussions about difficult subjects without instantly getting emotional, you know, we won't have unity. They won't want to, you know, be on the same team. We won't get there. And if they don't want to, if they don't want to join in. Mark G says, I can't say kissing or sun in that prior super chat for some reason. Oh, was kissing sun lip affection. Oh, I don't even know about that controversy. Was there some, like, he kissed his son or something? And I have no idea. Mark Robershaw says, Tom Brady is Johnny Cage in real life. He actually did in that video that I pulled up of him walking without a mask. He definitely some Johnny Cage vibes. I could see it. Minion says, just saw an ad on TV pushing universal basic income $1,000 per month. They want the jobs destroyed and the U.S. under their boot forever. The Great Reset is real. It does certainly feel that way, doesn't it? That's ridiculous, man. Where's that money coming from? All these people pushing for that are not economists. They have no idea. I'm not an economist, but from what I understand about it, it's not a good thing. It's going to destroy the dollar, and it's going to destroy America. That simple note says, with Kamala's niece, I would have clapped back with, I don't know, what's your aunt holding people past their jail sentences? Yeah, what's with your aunt holding people past their jail sentences? Especially when they were proven innocent. Well, we need our cheap labor. Clearly, we need that cheap labor. Matches Burn says, someone has to explain these ignoramuses that football is a team sport. It's more than just one guy, and race doesn't enter the equation, obviously. Period. Duh. See, it's so obvious to me. It makes sense. It's a team sport. It's a bunch of people playing together as a team, killing it. They did an awesome job, and they won. Brewmaster Monk says, did you see the halftime screen flash Satan? I did. What's up with that? People are freaking out because The Weeknd played, and he was walking out, and behind him, it flashed Satan. Big, huge letters. Like, what? What? Weird. Why? I don't know. They're just being more and more obvious. Teresa says, Brady is an avatar for all things Murica. So you know they just have to tear that down by any means necessary. Pure Jack assery. I have to say it because it's so true. You're right, Teresa. Yep. Let the music play. Thank you for your super chat. Appreciate you. Mark says, even Satan wouldn't touch that woke crap. Yep. Yep. Cue the corn song, hypocrite for the Democrats. Yep. Bullet Tooth Tony, Adam, thoughts on any of these people? Scott Horton, Curtis Yarvin, Jim Goad, Michael Malice, Uncle Hotep, Hotep Jesus, Dave Smith, Tom Woods. Thoughts? I know a few of them. I know Michael Malice and the Hoteps, Uncle Hotep and Hotep Jesus. Dave Smith is a comedian. I think I know him as well. I don't know the rest, but I like them. I follow Michael and both Hoteps, Uncle and Jesus. They're good follows. I think Hotep Jesus has really good conversations on his channel. Uncle Hotep, I actually just recently started following him, but he has he's got good takes on a lot of things. And Michael Malice is I don't know how to describe Michael Malice. He's spicy. We'll just put it that way. Hydro, humans are patriarchal animals. It's sad that we think that we can have a matriarchy just because we're thinking animals. Oh, man, crying in Congress. That's all I can think about. Bullet Tooth Tony, the hypocrisy knows no bounds. You're absolutely right, Tony. Yep. I'm not your buddy guy. Says, I know people are cheering for her to be prosecuted. I don't say because if you prosecute the mayor, then it sets a precedent to prosecute us. Right. It's just she needs to be called out for her hypocrisy. She shouldn't be prosecuted. It should just be anyone who thinks or is when the court does try to prosecute anyone, they should be laughed the attorneys that are going after him should be laughed out of the courtroom, because the mayor set the precedent to not wear a mask. That's really the key of it. Jippy White says, three sources, lowest rating in 50 years, DuckDuckGo. So really it was the NFL Super Bowl, lowest rating in 50 years. That's nuts. That's crazy. Mark Robichaud says, I'm a female, send me gifts. No, you're not. Everyone is a male until proven otherwise. Mavis says, wouldn't your wife be jealous if I sent pics? Whoa, whoa, I'm not asking for proof. I don't need proof. Super Bam Bam, I too ate Gorilla Glue in the third grade. Right on, Super Bam Bam. It's good to see you too. It's been a while since I've seen your name pop up. Mark says, she's not black, she's just dumb. Well, basically sums it up. Mark again, as a fellow female, I make that mistake all the time. What, putting glue in your hair? Nice, Mark. The man behind the screen. Grammar lesson. He, him don't only identify men in English. They're also the grammatically correct neutral terms for when the sex / gender is unknown. Really, I thought that's actually they, them, isn't it? Or like if a person is walking into a room, I don't know. I'm interesting. I don't know if that's correct, though. Benjamin says, you better fight for your right to party. Uh-oh, Beastie Boys, that's incitement. Also, are they impeaching because they're admitting Trump won? Good point, Benjamin. I like that. Mark G says, the left is so racist. I guess my company is right. There is a racism problem, but it's not in the way that they think. Yeah, because it's the left that's being the racist. Period. They're the ones calling for segregation. They're the ones trying to divide us all into race categories and create safe spaces and vilify people that are white just because they're not minority enough in this country and because of things that happened hundreds of years ago. Not in my lifetime, anyway. That's for certain. The Unrepresented said the Gorilla Channel is getting content from unlikely places. Not surprising. Mark says, F it, bring up the apocalypse. I'm in. Done, hun. No. Get out of here. Mark G says, they made fun out of a dude who accidentally used pet shampoo for his hair. See Count Dankula's video. But he was white, so it's okay. Exactly. Mark says, she does have wood for brains, so yeah. Ba-dum-tsh. Mark G says, I guess perms will make a comeback in 2021. Yeah, maybe. Mark says, I remember when I was a kid, I had a bowl of ice cream and it grabs barbecue sauce instead of chocolate sauce. Where's my 15K? Thanks. Yeah, right? I mean, you didn't really get hurt for it, you know, just saying. Brother Malachi, thank you for that super chat. Mark Robichaud says, find them and bring them democracy. Mark G says, Crumb, that was a surveil ship. They're going to build the intergalactic highway through our solar system. And the plans were on display. Interesting. Ah, okay. Of Aumaumaua. Earth will be demolished for that highway. Sounds like a premise for a movie. It would be a good movie. Just don't panic. Mark Robichaud says, it's aliens, always aliens. Humans so dumb. Dumb. Mavis, the aliens saw what was going on in our planet and they locked the doors and drove away. Nope. We out. Thumb Ugly. Oh, I just had a super chat jump. Thank you. Oumuamua. Much love to the group. Thank you. Oumuamua. I guess that's how, not Aumaumaua. That's how I've been saying it. But Brother Malachi, thank you for that hefty super chat. Think of how stupid the average person is. Then realize half of them are stupider than that. George Carlin. Rest in peace, George Carlin. I know he was pretty far left for most of his life, but I think he'd be appalled at now because of how much he hated censorship, especially at Bill Maher. Yeah, George Carlin, man. What a great loss to lose him, man. It felt like he was the last barrier of keeping comedy alive and smacking people's faces to get them out of like being brainwashed, for lack of a better word. You're brainwashed if you're getting offense at everything. Everything's offensive now. Nothing's funny. There's no, you can't make jokes about a woman who put wood adhesive spray on her hair, but then you're just racist just because she happens to be a specific race that they're telling me needs special, you know, treatment. No one deserves special treatment. Nobody. Not me. Literally nobody. We all got to earn our keep. We all got to prove that we deserve anything because none of us deserve anything. Period. That includes all races and myself. Everybody has to earn their keep, period. It's ridiculous. I miss George Carlin. He's hilarious. Let's see. Mark G says, are we sure that that wasn't a great blue whale created by the improbability drive? I hope these aliens are humanoid. Last things we want are arachnids. Oh my goodness, that's a frightening premise. Intelligent arachnids. Mark Robichaud says, Biden will end that military coup. No worry. Yeah, he actually came out and was like, I'm not sure exactly how to handle this because it would piss off China if I was like, yeah, let's protect democracy and, you know, make sure your elections are fair. And like, what do you do in that situation, right? Yeah. Mark says, oh yeah, John L., Myanmar has been in a state of rolling civil war since 1948. Since the country is packed with rival ethnic groups, all vying for autonomy and or power. Johnny continues, Ki is a democratic activist that finally broke through in 2016 and won the first democratic election in the country's history. Supposedly. Not, I'm just saying. Well, no, she did. She won. Mark G says, this is all going to end in tears. This unity they're selling will only result in a lot of bitter resentment. Yeah, because they're not calling for unity. They're calling, get in line in what we're saying or else. You accept our unity. Not the unity in the classic sense. Ridiculous. America Floats. I love your channel. Glad to support you and keep you afloat. Hope you'll check out America Floats channel on all platforms. Help boost the signal and keep our exceptional nation afloat. American Floats. Thank you, American Floats. I appreciate you. Check out their channel, America Floats. I don't even know what it's about, but I like what if it's to, you know, keep our nation afloat. I like the idea. Alex says, don't impeach our imaginations, bro. I do what I want. BT says, hey Adam, keep up the good stuff. Tuning in from Ireland before bedtime. Thank you so much, BT. That's awesome. Right on. I would love to get out to Ireland. I hear it's really beautiful. Simple Caleb says, capitalism equals technological progressivism. The spec is the catalyst blend organic? Sorry for the off topic questions. Just curious. Keep up the good work. I don't think so, but you can go to my website, KriglerCoffee.com, and go to Catalyst Blend. It'll tell you a little bit of the story behind what the beans are. But I do not think it is organic. Let me see. Krigler, the Catalyst Blend. It is organic. Yes, it is. It's an organic blend after a series of boards that I actually designed. It's a blend of beans from Bali, Ethiopia, and Peru. And it is organic. So wonderful, wonderful news. The Catalyst Blend, which is, mind you, my favorite blend. Definitely delicious. So awesome. Yep, it is organic. Shanjack says, if hypocrisy could burn, we could have unlimited fuel to outlast the heat deaths of the universe. If only, right? David says, she should absolutely be prosecuted. To the harshest and fullest extent of the law, because that's how laws get changed, holding the lawmakers to them. I mean, but we could change the law because of how ridiculous that they're the hypocrisy too. I mean, you know, if she gets fined and the harshest, then everyone might, you know, and like it's ridiculous. So Mark says, I ruined my ice cream with barbecue sauce. 15K, thanks. Yeah, the joke was, it was so the first time you said it. And, you know, it's losing its luster. Unlikely critic. Thank you for the super chat. Mike says, just want to say, eat some cookies. Love you, Adam. Thanks for keeping me entertained while I try to beat this new zombie Easter egg. Oh, zombies Easter egg. LOL. Nice. All right. Thank you. Let's see. Zacchaeus and Brannigan Deed says, did you see how terrible Trump's lawyer was today? Sad. Oh, my gosh. That whole Senate hearing was ridiculous. I could barely listen to it. It was bad. Mark Robershaw says, I prefer arachnids over furries. That was uncalled for. And, okay. All right, well, listen. That's my show. That's my super chats. Oh, you guys are the best for hanging out with me. I guess I have a little bit of time to spare. Do I need mods? No, I don't think I need mods. I have a couple people that could mod for me. Shout out to the mods in my Discord because they are awesome. Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to play a song. Why not, right? I got a little bit of time. What song should I play? While you're thinking about it, I just rolled the die. Numbers on the table. Jason Van Voris just said, roll it. I did it. And Bimon says, Adam is a furry confirmed. Unfortunately, no, I am not a furry. I just know that they're people too. All right, the numbers are coming in. Someone said, play Freely. I played that yesterday, didn't I? Bring on Rolo Tomasi. I would love to bring Rolo on. I bet I could ask. I could get him on the show. He's great. He actually, where are they? Are they behind me? Yeah, he actually sent me the Rational mail. I haven't read them yet, but oh, there it is. There's the number. Hold on, let me. TNS Victory. Congratulations! It was 4. I rolled a 4. Low. It was a low roll. But Mark G just said, "Can we get green tea in a super chat?" Super chat supersedes any chat request because he paid to get that to me. So this here is green tea. My mom is in chat saying green tea over and over and over again. Yeah, I'm playing green tea. Green tea sundaes. Impure breaking of the dawn. I'm cloudy yet weightless. Roll back over, sleep till noon or the afternoon. Something has got a hold on me. Lazy weekend. Impure breaking of the law. I'm cloudy yet weightless, suppressing all those things I do, but I shouldn't do. Something's got a hold on me. You used to draw me pictures in the dark and erase them with a smiling face. Too bad all those dreams seem to fade away. Haunting green tea. I know I sometimes lose control. That was the start of it all.
Something has got a hold on me. You used to draw me pictures in the dark and erase them with a smiling face. Too bad all those dreams seem to fade away.
I'm just messing around with that last part. All right, so thank you all for those kind words. I see a lot of kind words in the chat. You guys are the best. I really love you guys. Thank you for supporting me and my show. I really do appreciate you all. Gentle says, "Yo, Adam, Aunt Jemima is no more. Welcome to Pearl Milling Company." Yeah, Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben. Like, Aunt Jemima is like, I didn't, but like, I don't understand. Are minorities not allowed to be mascots of companies anymore because they're what, not part of it? It's just, it's kind of ridiculous, though. I just don't get it. Thank you, everybody in chat for saying that. Yeah, that song is about it's about addiction. It's about conquering the thing that has a hold on you. You know. And realizing that it does. I can't play No Diggity because that is not my song. Dr. Rico says, "That's my best song." Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate that. White Lasagna says, "That was your best performance of Green Tea." Excuse me. Wow. Gave me chills. Really? Thank you so much. When is your album coming out? That is a great question. I have no idea. All right. What song should I play now? I don't know. Great tune, Peter Gunn says. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Just looking at chat to see what else I should play. I got a couple, you know, I like to go till 8, so at least bring last night's guest back sometime. All right, I'll let him know. Lance says The Forge. I did just play a little tidbit of The Forge. That was a nice riff. Well, that was from The Forge. I guess I should play it. I am wearing my Tool hoodie that I bought from the Tool show I saw 1 year ago in Phoenix, in Phoenix. You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. You should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. Define who you are. Welcome to the forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burn down the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions. You will. It's a blessing or a curse, depending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are?
know who you are. Welcome to the forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burn down the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions. All of them. We must move forward. Welcome to the fold.
Whew. All right, there we go. That is The Forge. I love that song. It actually, I should, it makes sense with the video that I was just playing too, because I was talking about being held accountable for your own actions, and that is what that song is about. You need to be held accountable because life is a forge. We all are in this fire called life, this game that we're all playing. We got to come together, you know, and become stronger and help. You forge yourself, you know? Josh and Jesus says, you really want me on the show, don't you? I can tell. Serafina, thank you for that little cute pair that you sent me. I appreciate that. Mic drop moment. All right. I like that. You guys are fantastic. Thank you all for these wonderful comments. I see you, chat. You guys are all fantastic. Thank you all so much. I really do appreciate you all. All right. Well, I'll be back tomorrow, same time, 6:30. And then, of course, I'm going live on Twitch. I don't know what game I'm going to be playing tonight with the Ferk. Shout out to the Ferk. I'm rocking this beanie that he gave me. Actually, he tried to give it to me, and I was like, no, I'm buying this thing from you. And these are actually going to be on sale on the Ferk network coming soon. So shout out to my buddy Ferk, and you all have a good night. I will either see you later, or I'll see you tomorrow on Atomcast. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for Atomcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.